One stage to go this afternoon, and Callum Devine and Nola Sullivan, the defending champions in their Skoda Fabia RS Rally 2, they lead by 12.5 seconds. So an impressive margin at this early stage of this event, which of course runs over the 3 days. William Creighton and Liam Regan in the Toyota Yaris, they are currently second as the crews have come off Mamore Gap. One more stage to go, of course, this afternoon. That final stage is at Cool Cross. Everything running just a little bit behind schedule on account of some delays on the first stage. Hayden Patton and David Moynihan, they are fourth overall in the Hyundai i20 Rally 2. And John Armstrong and Shane Byrne, Byrne from Frost, of course, in the Ford Fiesta Rally 2. It's been an interesting day for them, to say the least. They were joint fastest with Devine over Special Stage 1. They were fastest over 2. They were fastest over 4. They lost some time on 3, but certainly an up and down day for them. Very much in contention at this stage. 5th overall and 21.1 seconds adrift of the leaders. Then in 6th, Josh Moffat, former winner, of course, with Andy Hayes in the trusty Hyundai i20. They're just 1.6 seconds behind Armstrong and Byrne. In 7th, we have David Kelly and Arthur Kearns. 3rd in last year's rally, they're in the Volkswagen Polo, just over 30 seconds behind the overall leaders. And making up the top 10, Declan Boyle and Patrick Walsh in a Skoda Fabia RS Rally 2. A similar car from Michael Boyle and Dermot McCaffrey. They're in 9th. So the Boyles are separated by about 8.7 seconds at the moment. Declan in front there, ahead of Michael. And then in the top 10, Kevin Eves and Chris Melly, competing, of course, this year in the Ford Fiesta. And they are just over a minute behind the overall leaders, Callum Devine and Noel O'Sullivan. Now, if we look at the modified, well, the results just coming in, it's been a good day for Kevin Gallagher. The distinctive Darien T90 did have a little bit of an issue with an alternator and had a spin on stage 3 as well. Matters were fixed up in service, and as far as we have the latest times, continues to lead then. Oisin Kelly will be keeping an eye on what happens as they complete the 6th stage this afternoon. That's Cool Cross. Then it's back to service here in Carndonagh. Then they're off to Letterkenny for Park Fermé. But the story of the rally so far, defending champions Callum Devine from Derry and Nola Sullivan from Kerry, well, they have a lead of more than 12.5 seconds after 5 of today's 6 stages, and we'll have further updates from Oisin shortly. Just to tell you that Kevin Gallagher is 14th overall, along with Ryan Moore, and in 2nd place in what we call the modifieds in Class 14, Gareth Irwin and Justin McCulley, they are having a great rally, and they are, they're quite a bit adrift behind Gallagher, who is really storming away in this events so far. But it must be noted on that last stage, Gareth Irwin and Justin McCulley, 7:18.8 their time. Gallagher wasn't the quickest, and Barry Morris and Dylan Doonan in another Darien, they are 3rd in the modifieds. They had a great run over Mamore, 7:17.9. But summing up after Special Stage 5, Callum Devine and Nolo Sullivan, 6:46.1 for them. It wasn't the fastest. John Armstrong and Shane Byrne, they are really flying. So plenty to look forward to, plenty of stories, and of course much, much more happening further down the field.